Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the New York Mets and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting second, the second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third, the first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting fourth, the right fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth, the catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Larry Elliott. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Amado Samuel. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tracy Stallard. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tracy Stallard. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting second, the center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting third, the right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Don Schwall. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Don Schwall. And now, play ball. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hunt moves to third. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin juggles the ball. That's an error on Clendenin. Hunt scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Mets. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Altman. The throw from Pagliarani and he is safe. Altman steals second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Altman moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Butters now pitching. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Samuel moves to second. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith strikes out. There goes Samuel. The throw from Pagliarani and Samuel is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Elliott. Bailey reaches second base with a double. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stargell, who is chasing the ball. Hunt reaches third base with a triple. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hunt scores. One out. It's 2-0, Mets. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani takes first base on ball 4. Tom Butters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pagliarani moves to second. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 1 in the game. Schofield hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 0 for 1 in the game. Samuel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stargell for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 1 in the game. Clendenin strikes out. Gonder drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Clendenin out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stallard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Butters fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith bunts towards the mound. Butters fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Hunt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stargell. Hunt reaches second base with a double. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harkness hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hunt scores. It's 3-0, Mets. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Harkness moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harkness moves to third. Altman moves to second. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonder is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Samuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Samuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Elliott. The throw from Pagliarani and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 0 for 2 in the game. Samuel strikes out. One out. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stallard strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Julio Gatte pinch hits for Tom Butters. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gatte for the out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 2 in the game. Schofield hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 2 in the game. Verdon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Sisk now pitching. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Harkness takes first base on ball 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 2 in the game. Clemente hits a pop-up towards first. Harkness settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 2 in the game. Stargell hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 2 in the game. Clendenin hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0 for 3 in the game. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 2 in the game. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pagliarani hits a line drive towards third. Smith reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates nothing. the Mets will come to bat. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 0 for 3 in the game. Samuel hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Clemente throws the ball into Schofield, who tags Samuel trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stallard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 4 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Rod Cannell now playing left field. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Tommy Sisk. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gonder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 3 in the game. Schofield hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 3 in the game. Verdon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schofield moves to second. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 3 in the game. Clemente hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schofield scores. Verdon moves to second. It's 3-1, Mets. Ron Locke now pitching. Gene Freese pinch hits for Willie Stargell. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a fly ball into left field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Botton now pitching. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 3 in the game. Clendenin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Verdon scores. Clemente moves to third. It's 3-2, Mets. Jerry Lynch pinch hits for Bob Bailey. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 3, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 2. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.